With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former FBI Director James Comey indicted on two criminal counts. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Justice Department confirmed in a statement that Comey was charged with one count of making false statements and one count of obstruction of justice related to Senate testimony he gave almost 5 years ago. In a statement, Attorney General Pam Bondi alleged that Comey, quote, obstructed a congressional investigation into the disclosure of sensitive information and made a false statement to Congress. Comey stated that he did not authorize someone at the FBI to be an anonymous source. Bondi's statement read that, quote, according to the indictment, that statement was false. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump is warning that political violence could spin out of control. We have more on that story now from White House correspondent Greg Plugston.
The president is crystal clear about who he blames for recent attacks against immigration enforcement and conservatives.
The radical left is causing the problem. They're out of control.
If it continues, he warns, then the right might take matters into its own hands.
It'll be a point where other people won't take it anymore. That will not be good for the radical left, and we don't want that.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump signing an executive order declaring that a proposed deal allowing TikTok to continue operating in the United States will be a qualified sale that meets national security concerns laid out by the law. The president says the Chinese leader Xi Jinping has, quote, given us the go-ahead to proceed with the deal. Amazon reaching an historic $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which had, as told the company, had tricked customers into signing up for Prime memberships, then made it difficult to cancel if they did so. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion group making some changes.
Seattle Green Wave promotes abortion at the University of Washington, and it was planning a fundraising carnival that included a game where students could shoot photos of pro-life politicians with Nerf guns. The idea sparked outrage, coming as it did in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, and Seattle Green Wave has called off the game. A school spokesman says, quote, the planned activity certainly did not represent the values of the university. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A friend of President Trump has entered the governor's race in the battleground state, shaking up the Republican primary. Congressman Tom Tiffany becomes the first frontrunner over two other announced GOP candidates who have less name recognition and support from key conservative donors. Tiffany is, by the way, an extremely strong pro-lifer. This is SRN News. Cutbacks at Starbucks.
Starbucks is closing hundreds of U.S. and Canadian stores and laying off 900 non-retail employees so it can focus resources on its turnaround plan. The Seattle coffee giant wouldn't say exactly how many stores it's closing, but expects to end its fiscal year this Sunday with 434 fewer stores than it had at the end of June. The company is closing stores that don't have a path to financial stability or have physical spaces that don't meet customers' expectations. Employees will be offered transfers to other locations if possible. John Scott reporting.
Well, the economy expanding at a solid 3.8% from April to June and a dramatic upgrade with the government's previous estimate of second quarter growth. Commerce Department says the gross domestic product rebounded in the spring from a slight first quarter drop. More details at srnnews.com.